Dova kiyor v'yena miskabel, something not nice. So you shouldn't marry the bas, the daughter of an Amoritz. Josh v'yena miskabel, the shemen, people hear it, doesn't sound nice. Tana rabbonin, l'yelam yimcharodam kol ma sheyesh loi v'yisa bas tamachochem. A person should sell everything he has and marry the daughter v'yisa bas tamachochem. He should marry the daughter of a tamachochem. What about loy motza bas tamachochem? He doesn't find the daughter of a tamachochem to marry. Is yisa bas gedeli ador? The next thing after the tamachochem is to marry a gedeli ador. So Rashi says it means anse meisa v'tzadikim. If he's the guy, the person is not a tamachochem, he's just a gedeli ador in midas. He's anse meisa, he does a lot of meisim toivim, and tzadikim is a big tzadik. Loy motza bas gedeli ador, you don't find a daughter of a big tzadik. Is yisa bas rosha kinesias? Marry the daughter of the president of the shul. Loy motza bas rosha kinesias, you don't find somebody ahead of the shul. Is yasiya bas gaboy tzedakah? Marry the daughter of the father that takes care of tzedakah. Rashi bas gaboy tzedakah, shema manan elim kem tevim in amodim. Because usually you don't appoint somebody to be a head of the tzedakah unless he's a trustworthy person. That's also a good midah. Loy motza bas gaboy tzedakah, if you can't find the daughter of a gaboy tzedakah, is yasiya bas milam de tinoikis. You should marry the daughter of the father-in-law is a rebbe. Malam Betznoikis, he learns Torah with the tummy, with small children. For Loyasya Bas Amoritz. But the worst thing is to marry the daughter of an Amoritz. If Neishain Sheketz, because the Shver is called the Sheketz, the Misazach, and Amoritz here Pasha means the person has no midas at all. He just goes around and does wild things and not nice person, so then he's called like a Sheketz. Rishasayim Sheretz. And male, their wives are also like Sheretz. So Drashi, Sheretz means Shainim Zira for mitzvahs. They don't take care of mitzvahs. But now Moritz means he doesn't care, he does whatever he wants, he doesn't care about mitzvahs. So now that's why he brought up his children also not to care about mitzvahs. So it's not a nice thing to marry these things, because it's also like a sheriff, like they're not nizer, they won't be careful about doing mitzvahs. The abunaseim huaymer, and the daughters it said, oro sheichivim kol behema. As if you're living with a behema. So Drashi shedoymas le behema, shein lem leiv loven. They don't have a heart to understand. Like in Amoritz, the pshat is, he doesn't care about the mitzvahs. He doesn't care about the Torah, he doesn't care about Hashem. He just does mudna things. That's the Amoritz here. So you don't use your heart to think about what you're doing. So that's not a good midah. That's like a behemoth. Tanya Rebbe Yoimer. Amoritz also lechel boser. And Amoritz is not allowed to eat meat even. Shenema, the Postik says, Zois teres a behemoth. This is the loch, is the Torah is about a behemoth, and about a bird. As we darshin, kol oisik b'Torah, whoever learns Torah, is mutal lechel boser, behemoth, v'yoif. He's allowed to eat the meat of an animal or the meat of a chicken. But somebody who does not learn Torah at all, and Amoritz, is also lechol boser behemah v'yoif. He has no right to eat the meat or a chicken. The Torah was only meant to eat chicken only if you learn Torah. You zeis Torah sabehemah. You have to learn the Torah about it. And Amoram Loza, Amoritz muta l'noich rab yom ha-kippurim shechaliyas b'shabbos. Santa Gemara. If you find an Amoritz, you let a mama stab him. Take a knife and stab him, kill him, on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos. Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, you let to take a knife and stab an Amoritz. Omulai Tamida, Rebbe, Omal L'Shechtoi, what's up, you say, stab him means just like, the Lecher usually means just chop off his neck. To stab him, not a Shechta. Why don't you say, Chot you lost like Shechta, make a Shechta. Like, why is he worse than an animal? He killed an animal with a Shechta. So why don't you say, you let a Shechta an Amoritz? When you shecht an animal, something good, you have to make a bracha when you're doing it. When you go kill an Amoritz, he doesn't deserve a bracha. Don't have to make a shechita on him. Just go ahead and stab him. So exactly what this Gemara means, about it's a little shreya to understand it, exactly what's called an Amoritz here. Poshe an Amoritz means somebody that gives thorough to Klal Yisrael. He does rishis, he starts up with you, he was gesum si. Not just an ignorant person doesn't know. Adarab, he does know, and he bedafka does lahachis vakeh. Bedafka gives Torah to Klal Yisrael. Omer Rebbe Loza, Amoritz also lislavois imay bederech. If you have an Amoritz, you're not allowed to walk with him alone in the street. But you have to be afraid, maybe he'll come to kill you. Shenema, the Pesuk says, Kihi chayecho v'yerech yamecho. That by learning Torah, that's our life, and that gives us aricha, that lets us live a long life. Is an Amoritz doesn't care about this. He doesn't learn Torah at all. Is a male al-chayiv lechas. Obviously, he doesn't care about his own life. Because if he cared about his own life, he would learn some Torah. How come he doesn't learn Torah at all? Obviously, he doesn't care about his own life. Is a mela al chayi chaveru lekol shchein. For sure, he doesn't care about your life. So you have to be afraid. Maybe he'll come to kill you. And Rashi says, v'yesh lidoim shem yagenu. You have to be afraid. It's amoritz. He says, amoritz. It's not just an ignorant person. That means a person that's not nice. Like he knows what he should be doing, and he's doing the wrong things, and he does wrong because he wants to do wrong. So it's a dangerous person. You have to be careful not to walk along with him. You have to be afraid he never come to kill you. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amoritz mutel lekarei kedag. You find an Amoritz, you let to rip him up like a fish, and the mamash kill him, cut him up. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchok Megaboy from his back. Don't do in the front, do in his back. Rip him down his back. Santa Gemara, you have to know exactly the same thing. Vashi Magabai, he won't live anymore. They're meaning Beshkita Schulin. Kora Kedak, Metama Beyoyim. If you rip up somebody like a dog, you rip him down there, he has Tumas Mace on him already. Yafagash Mafarfer, even though he's still moving around the guy, that's called a dead person already. Vyama Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yitzchok Megabai. You have to rip him down from the back. By the time Yom Rebbe Kiva, Kish Rebbe Kiva said, famous man said, "When you do it, Rabbi Kiva first was Namoritz, and then at 40 years old, he first started to learn Torah." So Rabbi Kiva said, "Kishayisi Namoritz, before I started to learn Torah, when I was still Namoritz, or Marti, I would tell people, Meyiten li Talmud Chochem v'yanashchenu kechamor. Whoever would give me a Talmud Chochem, I would bite him up like a chamor, like a donkey. Omru loy Talmidus al Talmidim es Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, omek a kelev." How come you say you would bite them up like a donkey? Why don't you say you'd bite them up like a dog bites? Omer leh, so the Kiva answered back, no, I'd bite them worse than a dog. Zeh noishchoi v'shever etzim. A chamor bites and breaks the bones. V'zeh noishchoi v'ein v'shever etzim. A dog doesn't break the bones though. So it means he would bite them worse than a dog would bite somebody. That's how much, like a namoritz hates a Talmud Chochem. And Posh the Pshat is, he's jealous. Like they say now, namoritz is a Pshat. Somebody that knows what right is, he knows what he knows that he should be learning, and vice versa he could be learning, but he's bedafka doing wrong. So somebody that's doing wrong, the pshat is he's jealous and of somebody that does the right way. He can't take it. So an Amoritz sees him, Talmud Chochem, he really wants to kill him. That's one of the reasons why Fakert, if you find him, you should kill him first, because you have to know he's aiming to kill you. Tanya Hoye Reb Meir Oimer, Kol Hamasya Bitel Amoritz. If somebody marries his daughter off to an Amoritz, is kilu koifto manichlof neri. It's as if you're tying up your daughter and putting her in front of a lion. That ma'ari, just like a lion. Doris veichel, how does a lion eat? He tramples over you, and he eats you up. The aim like Boshis Ponim is not afraid, not embarrassed of anybody. Af Amoritz, the same thing. If you're going to marry your daughter off to an Amoritz, this husband here, makil, hit his wife. Oh, Boyle will just be Boyle whatever he wants. He won't be Mephiasa. He won't do it nicely. The Yenlev Bush's money won't be afraid of her. So it's a terrible thing to give your daughter over to an Amoritz. Again, the Amoritz means Agrabian here. It means a wilde mensch. Has no Midas Tavis at all. Tanya Rebbe Lezer Weiner. Il mole onu trichem lehem. Lamaso matin ho yehorgen oisanu. If not for the fact that the Amoratzim, they need us to do business with us, they would zicha kill us out. Like the Sakram Kiva said before, there's such a big jealousy, the Mamish hate us, the Yamaratzim. And Tanya Rabbi Chia, Kol Oisik Pat Torah Lefnei Yamoritz. If somebody learns Torah in front of an Amoritz, you know your Mamish like gracing him on, it's such a bad thing in front of his eyes, is Kilu Boyal Arusase Befonin. It's as if you're being boiled, you have Tashmish with your own wife in front of this Amoritz. It's the same type of a thing. First he gets burned up when he sees somebody learning Torah. Rashi says, like you're being Mavayashim. The fact you learn Torah in front of him, the mamas eats him up. Because he knows he should be doing it, and he's doing wrong, and he can't stand what somebody does right. And what's the raya here? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Torah tzivalanu maisha marosha. Is al tikri marosha, it's like Yerusha for us, ela ma'orsa. It's like an arusa. Then what does that mean? Rashi lechol kilos Yisrael. In other words, that's like an arusa. So you have to know, you don't do it in front of somebody, it's not nice. So you don't learn Torah in front of an Amoritz. So the Gemara, G'doyla sinna she'sainin amiyoritz atamid chachamim. It's greater, the sin of the hatred that an Amoritz has for a Talmud Chacham, yoysimua mi sinna she'sainin oivdei chachamim es Yisrael. It's a bigger hatred that Goyim have for Yisrael. How could you hate this? That a person that once knew what right is, and he goes away, those people are worse than Goyim. And their wives are worse than them also. Their wives raise them on more. Right, the Tana. Shono Pirish Yoisimikulam. Somebody that Metchila learned Torah. He was a Talmud Chochem. And then he goes off to Derech and becomes an Amoritz. He goes Keneged the Torah. That's the worst of them all. He mamish hates the Talmud Chochem. He hates another Yid. He's the worst of them all. Worse than Amoritz. And that's worse than a Goy. Tana Rabbonin. Shisha Devorim Nemo Be Amoritz. There are 6 things said about an Amoritz. Ein Moisim Lamedis. He don't give him over any Edis. We don't trust his Edis to be witnesses. We ain't Mekavim Emelu Edis. And we don't be Mekavim from them. We don't make them a witness. And if they come to us to say witnesses for us, we don't listen to them. We ain't Megalim Lam Soy. You're not supposed to tell them anything privately. You'll be afraid they'll go and tell other people. And Rashi says, Ein Moisim Lamedis. Don't bring him over here to be a witness to say over later. Don't tell him anything private, because he'll zicha tell everybody about it. You don't let him take care of Yisaimim. You have orphans. You don't let an Amoris take care of the affairs of an orphan. He'll jip him. Who did you have a fund for tzedakah? You can't let an Amoritz take care of it. You're not allowed to walk with an Amoritz alone in the road, like we have before. We have to know that the Amoritz hates us, and you have to be afraid he'll come and kill us. Some say, if he lost something in Amoritz, you don't have to be machriz, don't have to go around to try and give it back to him. So the chur of the kasher is, how do you know it's an Amoritz aveda? As if you find the clothing that belongs to an Amoritz, you don't have to be machriz and say, like, if, who lost this coat? So, bishleim, a regular, we find the coat is halacha. You have to, you find the coat, the stomach from another Yisroel, so you have to be machriz and say, who lost this coat? Go and find it. Here we're saying, no, if you know this coat came from an Amoritz, the halacha is you don't have to be machriz, you don't have to shout out who lost it. But the question is, how do we know this is a coat that belongs to an Amoritz? It's talking about a lost coat. You don't know who it belongs to. But some of the Farshim want to learn the pshat was there was a revav, there was dirt on the begodim. And the locher is a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to wear a beggar that has stains on it. Only an Amoritz wears those types of begodim. So you found here a beggar that has a lot of stains on it. So you found stains on the beggar, you have a right to them on. It belongs to an Amoritz, and then you're not mechuyev to return it. Now, face this discussion here. So the other twist, we're also, you have a read going, Sheshayor Shal Amoritz Averis. Read this enough from him. And you saw a whole caravan of people just passed by, and they're all 10 of them big Amoratzim, and they, from those 10 people, you saw something fell out of them. So you know clearly this chayfet came from them, you don't have to return it to them. But said the more of a Tanakama, why is Tanakama Mashim, we do have to return it to them? Because Dimna the Nofik Menei Zaramalya, even though they don't deserve to have it back, but maybe they'll have good children, and their children will be tzadikim. So it's kedai to give it back to them that the sons will yashin it from the father. The Yochele and the son eventually will use it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Yochin, you should prepare yourself for Tzadik Yilbush. And then the Tzadik, the son that becomes a Tzadik, he'll use it up. So therefore you have to give it back to the Amoritz, even though he doesn't deserve it. Maybe he'll have a son that will deserve it. But the Mishnah says then, Nechem Mishi Yotza. If somebody took the meat, the boss of Shlomim, out of Yushalayim, so locher is, it has a psul now, it's yoytzei chutz l'chaymes of Yushlayim, and then you have to burn it. So he said it depends. If you went too far, we didn't bother you to go back to Yushlayim. If you didn't go past Seifim, then you have to go back and burn it in Yushlayim. So more l'meimro, to Rav Meir Sova kebeitza hu d'choshev. Says the machlokes in the Mishnah, how much meat do you have to have outside to say you have to bring it back to burn? So Rav Meir says it's a beitza. You have to have the size of an egg. So l'meimro, the Rav Meir Sova kebeitza hu d'choshev. What's called a choshiva, an important size? The size of an egg. Rabbi Yehuda saw the kezayis. He was more machmir, says no. If you only have the size of a meat, the size of an olive, also you have to return it to Yerushalayim. Is Rabbi Yehuda holds kezayis nami choshiv. So it's a machlokes for Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda is the size of the kezayis of an olive choshiv or not. For the more you have a kashra on this, a reminu. Ad kama hei mezamnin. When somebody eats bread, and he got finished eating the bread, how much does he have to eat in order to have a zimun? And Rashi says, Mezamim, Shloisha Shloch Lekachat Adan, Chayovu Mezamim, that you have to make a zimun together, bench together. We ain't Rishoyin Lechal, they're not allowed to bench separately, but you have to bench together. Izab Kizayis, Tanakami says, if you eat a Kizayis, that's the Shia Choshev, you have to bench together. We have Yudu one Rat Kibetza. If Yudu says, no, only if you eat the size of enough bread of the Kibetza. But less than that, you only have to bench together. So you see here just the opposite. We have Yudu says the Shia Choshev is a Kibetza, and Pasha Tanakama where it may hold, no, even the Kazayas is Choshev. So it's a Stira. Omri Avyech, the Mechlefas HaShita. Any time we change around the Shitas. To say that if Yudu is the one that says the Kazayas, and the Chomim Remeya says the Kibetza. Abaye Ramana Liyadal Matepech. No, you don't have to change around the Shitas. But there are two different Machlekes in here. Hosam Bekroi Pligi, Hocha Besvar Pligi. There are two different Svaras. One is a Machlekes in a Pasek, and one is a Machlekes in a Svara. Hosam Bekroi Pligi, why, when, how much do you have to eat in order to bench together? It's a Machlekes in a Psukim. Reb Meir Sova, the Pasek says, V'yachalto Zuhi Yachila. If you eat, V'sovoto Zushtia. If you drink, V'yachila Bekizayis. The Pasek says, V'yachalto V'sovoto V'rachto. Once you eat, then you have to bench. So what's called an achil olova? A kezayis. If you eat a kezayis, you have to bench. So that's a chosh of a shia for benching. You eat a kezayis of bread. We have Yehuda Sobar, V'yochalta, V'sovota. How do we darshin? Achilash yesh basviya. It doesn't mean a normal eating, but it means a special type of an eating that you're a little satisfied with it. V'yezazu, what size is an eating that gives you a little satisfaction to it? V'kebeitza. So that's the makloikis here of Yehuda and Reb Meir. It's not a machlokes in svara by benching. It's svara how you dash in the pussy. See, we know we take a paskin that maybe raisa yonim chuyif to bench v'yachalta v'savot if you eat a lot more than the kibetzon. You have to mamas fill yourself up that you're satisfied. That's how we bench when we only eat the size of the kezayif. That's only midi rabbanon. So Toi says this gemara here is only a smachtis. It's not really midi raisa because midi raisa according to both of them you don't have to bench until you eat mamish sviya filling yourself up. That they were saying, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's enough to eat the kibetzah, it's also only nesmachta. Like Midi Rabbanan said, you don't have to bench unless you eat a kibetzah. Because the Pasuk of Fort says, v'chalta v'savota. And the Chavim say, no, we pass on to the Chavim, like Rabbi Meir here, that you have to bench even if you don't eat a kizayis. But here the Machlekes is totally haidash in this Pasuk, of v'chalta v'savota. V'aita Mashenke and Bayos is a different Machlekes. But it's Hocha b'svar pligi. In our Mishnah, that we say, if you took with you this Bosa Kochim out of Yerushalayim, how much do you have to take out to say you have to bring it back in to burn it? So Machlokes in Svara. The Reb Meir Sovar Chazarosai Kutumosai. The Locha, if you take this piece of meat to storm outside Yerushalayim to bring it back, is telling the Shir Kutumosai. Ma Tumosai. Just like an Oichel. When is the Mekabel Tuma? Or else, when does the Abakayot in Metama something else? Kibbebekebeitza. The size of a beitza. Is out chazarosa kebeitza. The same thing, if you took this piece of meat outside Yerushalayim, if you have the size of a beitza, then you have to bring it back in. So you also swear it's totally what the chosh of a shir is to get the ilchus tumah. We have you the server know. Chazarosa kisuroi. This halach, if you took the meat outside Yerushalayim, when do you have to bring it back?